Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash. My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2831, and today's date is July 22nd, 2022, and the title of the episode is Sometimes You Must Lose a Battle to Win the War. Election Decertification Moves Forward. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, their entire agenda to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, is completely backfiring on them, and it will continue to backfire on them. I do believe that Putin is going to make certain moves, which he's already been making some moves, and this is going to put the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, in a position where they're going to have to come up with some other type of strategy. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, working with many other foreign leaders, they're going to continually do this to basically box in the World Economic Forum, the private was a central bank. Remember, the whole purpose of all of this, where it's playing out, it's to show the people the truth, to make them understand what the true agenda of the World Economic Forum, the private was a central bank, actually is. Without people understanding, without people living it, you can't make changes. That's what the precipice is all about. When people are pushed back into a corner, when they realize, listen, we can't live like this, we're not going in this direction, we don't believe the liars, that is when people finally make the decision and they say, enough is enough, we're going to be making changes. Now, what's very interesting is that people are starting to realize, and you can see this from the polls, that the climate change hoax, the global warming hoax, it's just that. It's one gigantic hoax. It's part of the World Economic Forum, the private was a central bank agenda. And people now are looking back in time, and they're producing evidence to show that this whole thing that we're witnessing is propaganda, a psyops to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Let's take, for example, all this hot weather they keep talking about. You know, it's hotter than ever. Well, if you actually look at their maps and you actually look at what they've been displaying to convince us that things are hotter than they normally are, all you need to do is go back in time. If you look at the maps today, when they say, hey, look at the temperatures, we're in summer, it's very, very hot. So if you look at a map today, it's in orange and red, it makes it look like things are on fire. Oh my God, don't touch it. But if you go back just a couple of years ago, they showed the same exact maps. Sometimes they have a shiny sun there, and other times they're just green with temperatures. The reason why they're doing this, and actually, if you go back in time and you look at the 2017 map, you can see the temperatures in the same exact place where they're 30, 33 Celsius, 31 Celsius. The map is just in all green. Then if you look at today's map with lower temperatures, they put it in red and orange. This is how they're trying to convince everyone that we're having these incredible heat waves. We've seen heat waves before. This is this summer. And people have experienced hot weather before. It's not something that's out of the ordinary. Yes, you're going to get a couple of days that's going to be very, very hot. But they like to play upon this. Why? Because they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, and trying to convince you that it's time to move into their new system. And we know what their plan is. The World Economic Forum, they came out and they already started to tell everyone, you don't need a car. Why don't you ditch your car and save the planet? Well, forget about an electric car. Just get rid of your automobile. Why don't you just walk? Why don't you just take your bike? Think about it. They don't want people traveling around. They want a controlled population in a certain area. And you could see this is exactly what they're trying to do. This is their entire agenda. Yes, depopulation, everything else is part of that. But again, they're trying to convince everyone, but people are not being convinced. Remember, Trump told us a long time ago what was going to happen in Germany. And we knew that this was part of the agenda. Why do you think they signed up with Russia? Do you think they did it not knowing that, hey, one day we're going to be placing sanctions on Russia, we're going to start a war, they're going to shut down the gas flows, and we're going to have to go into the Green New Deal, the Great Reset? Of course they knew this, because this is all part of their plan. Trump actually called them out on it. He said, listen, Russia is going to be able to control your country. Remember what they did? They just like smirked at him. Cabot Phillips put this out on Twitter. He said the following: shout out to the Washington Post for giving us one of the greatest shot chaser moments in recent history. So here's the shot. Trump accused Germany of becoming totally dependent on Russian energy at the UN. The Germans just smirked. Here's the chaser. Europe braces for gas nightmare as pipeline from Russia shuts off. Trump knew this was going to happen. He knew why they were doing it. He pointed it out during this meeting. And now people can see the truth. And actually, people could see the agenda. But look what Putin is doing right now. Remember, they've been telling us, oh, we can't get any grain out of Ukraine. They're shutting down everything. Putin's responsible for it. This is why we're going to see food shortages. This is why we see high fuel costs. I do believe Putin's making moves right now, which is going to destroy the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank agenda. And I don't think it's just Putin alone. I think this is going to come from other leaders. And I think this is all coordinated with Trump and the Patriots. So right now, there has been a deal that has been reached between Russia and Ukraine to resume grain exports from the Black Sea. So now they're going to be able to export their grain. This is why Ukraine's saying, hey, we have $10 million worth of grain. Does anyone want to buy it? So this is going to shut down the whole food shortages. We need to eat bugs and things like that. Everything that Biden has been saying, hey, it's Putin's fault. It's Putin's food shortage. It's Putin's gas heist tax. It's Putin. It's Putin. It's Putin. This is all going to come back to haunt them because, as you can see, eventually what's going to happen is there's going to be a deal in Ukraine. And everything the deep state, and of course, we know that the United States doesn't want to make a deal. We know that, and I'm talking about the deep state players. We know the World Economic Forum, the Central Bank, they don't want to make a deal. But eventually what's going to happen is those individuals in Ukraine, they're going to be squeezed and they're going to have no choice but to make a deal, which means everything that they've been doing and everything that they've been talking about is going to go down the tubes. Now, think about what else Putin has done. He had a phone conversation with Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Salman, to discuss the oil market and OPEC. Now, Biden went down to Saudi Arabia. I think there were other things that were discussed. We know that this was their playground. We know that the old regime was overthrown. Trump was very well accepted there. And I do believe Trump is working with Saudi Arabia, Putin, Xi, Modi, and many other people. And Biden went down there to try to make this deal to have Saudi Arabia, OPEC, to pump more oil, to bring down the oil prices. And this, he knew that this was not going to work. He knew going down there, this was not going to happen. Now, what's very interesting, what happens when Putin makes a deal with Saudi Arabia and the flow of oil begins and the fuel prices start to come down, not because of Biden, but because of Putin? What happens to the entire agenda of the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank, the corrupt politicians, the criminal syndicate? What happens? Now, I don't mean this is going to happen tomorrow. I do believe that we might see this actually start to happen once the Patriots start taking control and Trump is back in office. Because at this point, they would be able to basically counter everything the World Economic Forum is doing, everything the deep state, everything the central bank is trying to do. And if there are other leaders that come on board, which I do believe there's going to be, there could be a push to push against their entire agenda. And I do believe this is something we are definitely going to see. And it seems like Putin right now is pretty much setting all of this up and setting the stage for all of this. And this is not going to benefit Biden. Actually, he probably won't even be there at this time. But I do believe a lot of this stuff is already put into place. And as the Patriots continually take control, and I don't mean it's going to happen right after the midterms, but as the Patriots continually take control, you're going to see countermeasures being put into place where everything is going to counter everything the World Economic Forum is trying to do, everything the corrupt politicians, the puppet masters are trying to do. Everything is going to be countered, and it's going to leave them out in the middle, in the spotlight, because when the Patriots are in control and fuel prices start to come down, the United States becomes energy independent again, and everything that they're trying to do with food shortages and things like that, when all of this backfires on them, they will be completely exposed and people will see the truth. Remember, Trump, while he was in the White House for the 4 years, he set everything up. He wanted to show people, look how quickly we can become energy independent. How quickly do you think we can become energy independent once again, once Trump is back in office? I do believe this can happen very, very fast. And this would counter everything that they're trying to do, because once we become energy independent once again, like we were before, fuel prices will start to come down, which means that push to bring us into the Green New Deal, that starts to fade away. Putin and other leaders around the world, when they start to pump more oil, prices around Europe and other places, fuel prices are going to come down. Does that counter the World Economic Forum, the deep state players' agenda to bring us into the Green New Deal. Absolutely. Then add on top of that, countries then looking at the situation, going back to their national currency, maybe using crypto to actually trade using that type of currency where other countries will accept it outside of the private Western Central Bank. This will shut down their entire agenda. And I do believe this is the direction we most likely will be heading in. And it seems that Putin right now is already making the moves and setting up Europe and those other places. And when Trump comes back into office with the new Congress that are completely made up of patriots, we can see how he can actually turn the country around very, very quickly. He did it once. He can do it again. And this is going to shut down their agenda, and there'll be no coming back from it because they won't have control. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they're realizing that they're losing control of the narrative. They're losing the entire January 6th insurrection that they created, even though they're trying to blame it on Trump. They're losing the narrative in all of this. And we can see that the Patriots right now, they're ready to make their move. They're ready to strike at these individuals. And I do believe that strike is coming very, very quickly. And we can see already Bannon with the ruling of the court today to find him guilty. It set an interesting precedent now because, as we know that Durham, he released 30 subpoenas where he commanded people to appear. We know that Weiss most likely will subpoena people. We know that the new patriots in government, they will start investigations and they will subpoena people. So think about all of that and think about what Bannon and Trump actually just did. We'll be discussing this a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about how big tech, they are now panicking over the word groomer. And they're already setting up a campaign to censor anyone that uses the word groomer. And this should tell you everything you need to know. Because this is leading to exactly what we were told, where they were trying to normalize pedophilia. They were trying to teach the young about pedophilia. And now it's coming out into the light. It's no longer in the shadows, no longer in the dark, no longer behind curtains. It is now out in the open and people can see this very, very clearly. And Libs of TikTok put this out and says, Twitter temporarily suspended Conceptual James for tweeting the word groomer. And we're going to see Facebook, Instagram, and the rest start to move on this word. Now, remember, on Reddit, what did they do? They banned that word. And then people came up 24 hours later, said, okay, we'll use Predator then. You can't stop the people. It will not work. The censoring will not work with the people. The people always find a way to go around this. Think about going back in history. Think about how they tried to burn books, how they tried to hide certain things. Did that ever work out? Did they ever stop the people from telling the truth and talking about certain subjects or writing about certain subjects? Even if you go back to our founding fathers during the Revolutionary War, they were censored all over the place. Why do you think they created pen names? Why do you think they published things without their real names? Because they were trying to get around the censorship. You will not be able to stop the people. And I do believe in the end they're going to realize, and I think they're already starting to realize this, that censorship is not going to stop we the people. And I do believe this is why we're headed towards a communication blackout. Because once the evidence and once the facts, the truth start to pour out, it's going to be completely impossible to try to censor, you know, one person here, one person there, one person, because another one pops up. It's completely impossible to do. So what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to try to shut everything down to try to mask what they've been doing. But is that going to work? No, it's not. And we could see in going back in history, it never does work. The tyrants are always exposed. It's from their acts. It's what they do. And people then can see it very, very clearly. Now, what's very interesting is we can see Durham right now. He is on the hunt. And we know that he has been building the cases. He has all the declassified information. He's given this to the grand jury. He's already done building these cases. And now he's going to strike. Remember, he just released 30 subpoenas. And he just didn't say, okay, these are the subpoenas. I'm just going to give them to you. He commanded people to appear. Now think about what happened with Bannon. Now think about the future. I think things are going to really start to change, and they're going to use this to their benefit, just like they do everything else. And I'm talking about the Patriots. They're going to use everything the deep state does to their benefit. And remember who's in the crosshairs. We have Jake Sullivan, Carolyn Crass, Hillary Clinton, Gary Gensler, and many others who are in the crosshair of Durham. And we know that that trial is coming up. It's slated for October. Just Human on Telegram brings us up to date, and he says, new filings in Danchenko case. Defense has filed to extend deadline for SIPA Section 5A by a week. Durham has agreed, and the judge has ordered it. The next key date in the Danchenko case has been moved from July 25th to August 2nd, 2022. Now, this will be very interesting. We'll see how this plays out. Now, the other thing, we can see where the deep state players, the Biden administration, the puppet masters, they have lost once again with a Supreme Court ruling. SCOTUS is refusing to reinstate Biden policy limiting immigration arrests before it hears the Texas challenge. So right now, they are already stopped in what they're trying to do. And the court instead said it will hear the merits of the case in December. The practical result is that the administration will not be able to implement its strategy for the rest of the year. The Biden administration had protested that it was unfair to allow a single district judge to disrupt the executive branch's immigration priorities on a nationwide basis. Well, it seems like that doesn't matter because they lost and they're not going to revisit this until December. Isn't that very interesting? Let's see what else SCOTUS rules on, because we know there's other cases coming up, like the election case that they're going to be looking at of who makes the laws for elections. Is it the judges? Is it the attorney general? Is it the secretary of state? Or is it the legislatures? This is going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that they're continually pushing this pandemic once again. Now, they don't have the ammunition like they used to. People are just tired of COVID. People are no longer believing what they're saying. As time passes and more studies come out that are peer-reviewed, the deep state players, the CDC, the FDA, they're all losing their narrative and they're losing credibility as time goes on. And people are no longer believing. That doesn't mean they're going to stop. That means they need to cover up, they need to hide things, and they need to push their agenda. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Actually, if you look out in Japan, they are the country that is leading in mask wearing. And over 62% of the population boosted. And they report 195,000 New COVID cases, the highest single-day increase on record. So the masks aren't working, the double booster, triple booster, whatever they got, that isn't working because none of that stops a virus. The death jabs, they weren't developed to stop the virus. They were actually developed to give you the virus. That's how they're going to keep the pandemic going. The masks, they don't stop a virus. Remember how big a virus is compared to the openings of a mask. On average, a regular mask, the opening is about 80 microns. Even if the virus was on water vapor, like they said, which isn't true, that would be 62 microns. So the virus could get through the opening. But a regular virus is like 3 microns. And that has no problem getting through these openings. And remember, everyone's wearing the surgical mask, the bandana, the t-shirt mask, the homemade mask. None of these things worked. They all knew this. If this is basic science that we're looking at right now, they knew how big a virus is. They knew how big the openings were. Now we have, I think, 167 peer-reviewed studies about masks. And every single one says the same thing, that this is not going to stop the virus. If this was true, throughout history, we'd be wearing masks to stop viruses like the flu, cold, and everything else. And people now are starting to realize that doesn't mean the deep state players and all these individuals are going to stop this. Remember, the midterms are coming up. I do believe there's going to be chaos. I do believe there's going to be riots. I do believe they're going to release their foot soldiers, which is Antifa. I'm waiting for something to happen with BLM where they can start marching or try to get that off the ground. I don't know if they're going to be able to, but we'll see what happens. And we could see there are a lot of states now like New York, California. We know that Biden came down with COVID, and it doesn't mean that the White House is going to come out and say, everyone mask up. That would look very suspicious. Actually, they already lost the case when they tried to push the mask mandate with the airlines. So they're not going to be the ones pushing this. They're going to leave it to the blue states. They're going to leave it to the CDC, the FDA, and other agencies to try to push this. Why? Because they need their foot soldiers' masks. Actually, look what's coming out of Alabama. This is on Twitter. It says, Alabama Public Health. When in doubt, it's always better to be safe than sorry. Let's normalize masking and protect our community. Nobody wants to normalize masking. Masks don't work. This is absolutely ridiculous. But why are they doing it? Because they want people to wear masks. Now, remember, their agenda completely failed with the death jab. This is why they have hundreds of millions of doses in a warehouse. They don't know what to do with it. This is why out in Canada, nobody wanted their vaccines, and they pretty much destroyed them. But what are they trying to do to make us take vaccines? They're trying to introduce other viruses. Now, I do believe the main virus that they wanted, that was shut down by Putin out in Ukraine when he took control of the biolabs. So they don't have the ammunition they once had. So they're trying to dig up anything they possibly can to push the idea that you need some type of vaccine. They started off with monkeypox. They want people lining up for monkeypox. Is that working? I don't think so. Then they came out with Marburg virus. Is that working? I don't think so. Then they came out with this new variant of COVID, and they're saying, oh, look, we need to get vaccinated. Come on, people, let's do it. No one's paying attention, actually, because as time went on, what did people see? They're starting to see the truth about this death jab. They're starting to see documentation that this was never good for your health. And now all of a sudden, they've detected polio in New York. This is one of the first cases since 2013. What do you think they're trying to do here? You think they're trying to bring everything they possibly can in to try to convince people, oh, maybe you now need a booster for polio? I mean, really think about it. This is how desperate they are. See, this is desperation at this point. When you look at the entire situation and you look back during 2020, people were scared. People were huddled together and they're like, oh my God, is this real? And then when the vaccines came out, people said, oh my God, I better take it. Today, it's a very different atmosphere. Yes, you're going to still have those people walking around with the mask. They might even have those masks for the rest of their lives. But the majority of the people, they're not going along with this anymore. The people aren't paying attention, which means the deep state players, big pharma, they're becoming desperate and they're throwing everything that they have at the wall and hoping that something sticks because Putin, who went in with a strategic operation. He shut down what they wanted to use. And now they're struggling. And this is going to get harder and harder for them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see out in D.C., the D.C. schools, they're requiring students 12 and older to get the COVID-19 vaccination ahead of the upcoming school year. Now, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of parents saying, absolutely not, we are not doing this. And I wouldn't be surprised if parents get together and there's some type of class action lawsuit against the school district, because they're going to have to prove that this actually protects the child, that this is the FDA-approved vaccine. This is going to be very, very difficult. Christina Pusha put this out, and then Tom Fitton responded. So let me read Christina's first. She said, this is absolutely deranged. By the way, D.C. is a 96% Democrat jurisdiction. If you want endless COVID mandates imposed on your children with zero scientific basis, vote for Democrats. They think childhood is a science experiment. Tom Fitton responded and said, let's be clear. D.C.'s school system is set to deny education to children over their abusive vaccine mandate. Absolutely. Now, we know the vaccines, they don't work. And every time something happens, especially with Biden, who said he got COVID, we can see that they're not working. But think about what the CDC did with the cruise ships. Now, remember, to go on a cruise ship, you need to be fully vaccinated. And what's been happening is the people, the crew, the passengers and everyone else, they're all vaccinated. But the ships keep coming down with COVID as they do their testing. Why do you think the CDC decided, hey, we're no longer going to test the cruise ships? Because they're trying to cover up that it's the vaccinated that are getting COVID. This is why they actually did it. They're not doing it, oh, because, oh, it's over and it's done with. They're covering up their entire vaccination program because people kept seeing that the vaccinated on the ships continually got COVID and it didn't make any sense. So the CDC finally said, okay, we need to stop this because now people are starting to recognize this. So we need to actually stop monitoring the ships. This is how they cover it up. So if we're not monitoring it, nobody knows. There's no testing. There's no requirements. There's nothing, which means the vaccine doesn't work. That's really what that says. And think about this. We see now that there are three former football players that died in the last 7 days, and they were pretty much all vaccinated. What does this tell you? It tells you there's something wrong here. And we've been seeing a lot of this where people just suddenly die. And yesterday, when we read all those articles, the headlines, they were trying to explain it away. It's everything but the death jab. Now, what's very interesting is we know that yesterday, Biden, he tested positive for COVID. And when the question was asked, who was Biden in contact with? Of course, the White House, the press secretary says, what does that matter? It's meaningless right now. I thought this was very important. Remember when Trump had it? He wasn't allowed to be in the White House. He had to be shipped away and you're not allowed to be next to anyone. But they don't care about this because they know this is all BS. They know exactly what this is all about. And this is why they don't care. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Jackie Henrick on Twitter says, among those who flew with POTUS on Air Force One yesterday, Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator Ed Mackey. And there's a whole list of people, even Karine Jean-Pierre. She flew on Air Force One. Biden came down with COVID. And she was out giving a press conference. Think about this for a second. Biden afterwards met with Kamala Harris. And she went on stage and had a mask on, then removed it, and then hugged the person. What does this tell you? It tells you everything you need to know. Colonel Towner Watkins on True Social put this out and said, Biden said over and over that COVID is spread by the unvax. So who was the unvax that gave Biden COVID? Answer, it wasn't an unvax person. Everyone around Biden is vaxxed. Therefore, a four times vaxxed person got COVID from a vaxxed person. Think about that for a second. Why do you think they said, what does it matter who he was around? Because they were asking the question of who was the unvaxxed person. They know there were no unvaxxed people that he was around. He was on Air Force One. They were all vaxxed. Their entire agenda, their entire narrative is completely falling apart. And people are starting to see this. Just like everything that happened with BLM, people are realizing this has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. This has to do with terrorism. This has to do with the deep state agenda. And what's very interesting is that the retired St. Louis police captain, David Dorn, who was murdered in June of 2020 outside of Lee's Pawn and Jewelry in North St. Louis City, well, the individual who actually killed him, he was charged, but the accomplice, he was let go. I mean, really think about this. The accomplice of the murder of the police officer was released. But we could see that the former widows and wives are calling on woke communities to stop funding BLM and support communities destroyed and forever altered by their lies. And we have former New York City Police Chief Bernie Kerik. He shared that police officer and widow Ann Dorn is owed an apology by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Hollywood, and woke companies that supported BLM. We have others out there saying, yes, absolutely. Now people are fighting back. Now the people are pointing the finger at BLM. And now people are starting to realize what really happened in 2020. I think people did realize it. They stayed silent because it was the silent majority. The silent majority was hoping that law enforcement, the elected officials would do the right thing and protect the majority of the citizens from the criminals, but they didn't do that. Now, when people look back, they're starting to realize these people killed people. These people burned down businesses. These people looted. They hurt people. And now people are starting to really recognize what BLM is, especially with all their money laundering, owning a lot of homes, stealing the donations. People are starting to realize this has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. And remember, there were a couple posts where a lot of the donations to BLM went directly to Biden's campaign, to the Democrats, which is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Lee Zeldin, he was giving a talk in New York, in Perryton, New York. And all of a sudden, an individual stepped up and tried to stab him. And the attacker was brought down, and Lee Zeldin is fine. Now, does that mean we should ban all knives or sharp objects? Because isn't it the knife or the sharp object that actually did this? It's not the person, right? Just like with a gun. So we would have to ban every single knife and every single sharp object because that is to blame. No, it's the person once again. I mean, really think about the logic here. If you notice, did any of the Democrats come out and say, oh my God, we need knife control. We need to disarm the American people of all knives and all sharp objects because look, here we have a person trying to kill Lee Zeldin. No, you don't hear any of that because it's the person. So their entire story with their disarmament bills doesn't make sense. But what's very interesting is that this person that tried to kill Lee Zeldin, he was released right back into society. This is the way New York works. I mean, is everyone seeing this very clearly? But the people that just walked in to the Capitol building taking pictures, they're still in prison. Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. Now, what's very interesting, it seems that the governor of New York might have had a hand in this. Now, she tried to apologize. She put out a tweet and she says, my team has informed me about the incident at Lee Zeldin's campaign event tonight. Relieved to hear that Congressman Zeldin was not injured and that the suspect is in custody. I condemn this violent behavior in the strongest terms possible. It has no place in New York. But this person was released. Why don't you get on that? Why is this person released? Andy Ngo responded to her and he said the following. Governor, you seem to suggest there should have been vigilante violence by inaccurately describing that campaign event as filled with far-right extremists. That is the same language, a dog whistle used by Antifa militants to urge comrades to injure or kill targets. And that's exactly what she said. She said, media advisory, big lie, Lee kicks off statewide MAGA Republican bus tour, joined by far-right extremists, Rolex Rob Astorino, and Trump's Chick-fil-A runner Andrew Giuliani. So she was actually putting the message out there, and I think they were hoping that someone would take him down, but it didn't work. Wow, this is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and this has to do with the January 6th committee, the Unselect Committee, which is going absolutely nowhere. They have no proof of anything. They have no evidence. This is why they're dragging it out, because that's all they have. It's almost like impeachment hoax in number one and number two. All they have is a lot of propaganda, and they have to keep pushing propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. There's no hard evidence. There's nothing documented or anything that Trump said that said, hey, let's have an insurrection. Everyone marched to the Capitol. Everyone stormed the building. They don't have that evidence. Actually, they actually have the opposite evidence, but they don't want to show that part, where he says, peacefully go to the Capitol. And actually, the events started before he even finished his speech. But everything's falling apart on them, and all they have left is all they had was propaganda from the very, very beginning. And they needed to stretch this out for a very long time to make people think that they might have something. And everything that they're using is all emotion propaganda, just like they did with impeachment hoax number one and number two. But Schiff retweeted something very interesting, and this is from the January 6th committee. Tonight, the Select Committee will further examine President Trump's actions during the Capitol attack and the 187 minutes from the time when President Trump ended his speech until the moment when he finally told the mob to go home. So 187, does that sound like there's a message that Schiff is sending? Because what is 187? Kill? That's very interesting. Let's see how this plays out. Now, today we come to find out that Steve Bannon, he didn't go along with their subpoena. He rejected the subpoena. And he was put on trial, and Steve Bannon was found guilty on both counts. Count number one, contempt of Congress, willful failure to appear for testimony. Count number two, willful failure to provide records. Now, once again, Bannon, he was under executive privilege. Under executive privilege, he doesn't have to go along with the subpoena. He doesn't have to make any excuses. He just doesn't have to go along with it. But we know that this trial was held in D.C. We know there's a set of rules for the D's, for the criminal syndicate, and you can see it very, very clearly. They don't care about this. They never did. But this actually sets a precedent, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But Rosie Memos put this out. He goes, here's what the Democrats did when Eric Holder contempt vote happened. They walked out and called it skunktivity. And Whip Claiborne said it was evil to use such a serious process for political aims. Isn't that what they're doing? But think about what's coming up. Remember, this is a small little battle. Yes, Bannon's going to appeal this. Most likely, it'll probably be overturned. But think about what the public has seen right now. If you defy a subpoena, you can go to jail. What did Durham just release? 30 subpoenas, and he commanded people to show up. What do you think is going to happen when Weiss, who's investigating Hunter Biden, when he releases certain indictments and there might be subpoenas associated with that? Who are these subpoenas going to be targeted at? We don't know as of yet, but all of this is coming. So what did Bannon just do? I do believe he set a precedent. Moving forward, when Durham and Weiss unseal more indictments and they issue subpoenas, who has the upper hand? Think about the midterms, when the Patriots take back Congress and start their investigations, and they issue subpoenas for, let's say, Nancy Pelosi, Mayor Bowser, Adam Schiff, and all the rest. Are they going to defy the subpoena? Remember, the committee they have right now is not bipartisan. It's illegal. So the subpoenas mean absolutely nothing. But the optics of seeing all of this, remember the normies out there just watching it, the people seeing it, the people that might be like, yes, we got Bannon. What do you think is going to happen when all of this is turned around? We're going to see a boomerang. And this is going to be very difficult for all these people. But now they saw what happens if you defy a subpoena. So if Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Swalwell, and the rest get subpoenaed and they defy it, I guess they go to jail, right? Isn't that how it works now? But I do believe that Bannon, he's going to appeal this. And what's very interesting, he said this, we may have lost the battle here today, but we're not going to lose this war. I stand with the with President Trump and the Constitution, and I will never back off that ever. Absolutely. Now, let's think about this logically. Trump, Bannon, they all knew that if he defied the subpoena, that the court hearing was going to be held in D.C. They knew that D.C. is corrupt and no one is going to get a fair trial. They knew this. They knew it going in. They knew what was going to happen. I think we all did. And they knew that this would show the people and this would set something for the next phase of all of this. And I do believe this is why Bannon said, we may have lost the battle here today, but we're not going to lose this war. Sometimes you need to lose a battle. Remember, this is a war. The little things you see happening right now, these are small little battles that are going on. Think about the Revolutionary War with George Washington. Did he win every single battle? Actually, no, he lost most of the battles. But did he win the war? Yes, he did. And always remember, this is a war. It's an information war. And yes, there's going to be battles along the way. Everything is not going to be perfect, because is anything ever perfect in a war? No. But remember, I do believe there's a strategy behind all of this. And I think people are starting to see the strategy and people are starting to understand what the Patriots are doing right now. Remember, Trump, the Patriots, they're following the rule of law. And sometimes you need to show people certain things along the way so they understand it when everything is now turned on the deep state players. And when the deep state players and the fake news start to complain about it, the people are going to go, wait a minute, didn't this just happen with Bannon? Didn't this just happen with Trump with the Mueller investigation? I don't understand what you're complaining about. You were cheering before. Now you're complaining? And I think people need to see this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see Stephanie Grisham. She went out and she tried to get Melania, and she produced this text message. Now, we don't know if this is a real text message or not. It just says MT on top. And it says, do you want to tweet that peaceful protests are the right of every American, but there's no place for lawlessness and violence? And someone responded, we don't know who it is, it just says no. So the person responded, they're using this and they're trying to say that Melania did absolutely nothing. Well, Melania, she decided to respond to Stephanie Grisham. And boy, did she let her have it. This is what she said. On January 6, 2021, I was fulfilling one of my duties as First Lady of the United States of America. And accordingly, I was unaware of what was simultaneously transpiring in the U.S. Capitol building. As with all First Ladies who preceded me, it was my obligation to record the contents of the White House's historic rooms, including taking archival photographs of all the renovations several months in advance. I organized a qualified team of photographers, archivists, and designers to work with me in the White House to ensure perfect execution. As required, we scheduled January 6, 2021 to complete the work on behalf of the nation. This is a very significant undertaking and requires great care, attention to detail, and concentration, both in the planning and execution. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. I have always been very supportive of my former chief of staff, Stephanie Grisham. I stood behind Ms. Grisham after her failed stint as White House press secretary and welcomed her back to the East Wing. Ms. Grisham was not in the White House on January 6th, and her behavior in her role as chief staff ultimately amounts to dereliction of duty. Traditionally, the First Lady's chief of staff provides detailed briefings surrounding our nation's important issues. In fact, Ms. Grisham failed to provide insight and information into the events surrounding January 6th as she had abandoned her post in Washington, D.C. Shamefully, this behavior has only partially become public knowledge, yet was consistent for Ms. Grisham. It is evident that Grisham's recent betrayals are a last-ditch attempt to resuscitate her ruined career and reputation. I always condemn violence. Had I been fully informed of all details, naturally, I would have immediately denounced the violence that occurred at the Capitol building. And while Ms. Grisham's behavior is disappointing, it is not surprising or an isolated incident. This is not the first time a former staffer has tried to maintain relevance and profit by using my name to create a false narrative. Boy, did she let her have it. And absolutely, these people are all the same. When you start to look at all these staffers, it seems that they always do the same thing. They're all part of the swamp. They're not loyal. And everyone is really starting to see this. Now, what's very interesting about this Unselect Committee, the Unselect Committee is avoiding the testimony of the most important people. Actually, Julie Kelly put this out on Twitter. She said, the committee hasn't interviewed Nancy Pelosi or her staff, Mitch McConnell or his staff, Muriel Bowser or her staff, FBI Director Chris Wray. Why not? What about the Capitol Police and all these people? What about Ray Epps? All these people should be interviewed because they were part of security. They were involved in all of this. Now, Trump, he unloaded on the Unselect Committee and he put out a lot of truths on True Social. So let me read what he said here. The Unselect Committee refuses to do this because it ends their fake case. Will there be any mention or study of the Unselects of how the election was rigged and stolen? There is so much evidence, but the Unselects don't want it seen in any way, shape, or form, and for good reason. It would ruin their latest scam. Why haven't the Unselects asked for Secret Service cooperation of the so-called chokehold? Because they know the answer and don't like it, a kangaroo court. Then he said, but crooked Hillary Clinton, Stacey Abrams, and many others contested their elections and for a far longer time than I. How do they know I watched TV? I never said that to Kevin McCarthy, who came to Mar-a-Lago to say hi very early on. The Unselects don't say this. So many lies and misrepresentations by the corrupt and highly partisan Unselect Committee. Absolutely. Then he has one final one. He says, it's Nancy Pelosi's fault. She turned down the troops. Perhaps she was disengaged, maybe looking for her husband. That's very interesting. Remember, he was drunk. He also made a lot of stock trades, made millions and millions of dollars, actually billions, off of Nancy's information. That's very interesting. Then Trump put out a statement about Mike Pence and what happened on January 6th. He says, Mike Pence told me and everybody else there was nothing he could do about the electoral vote count. It was etched in stone. But if so, how come the Democrats and rhinos are working so hard to make sure there is nothing a VP can do? That doesn't make sense. This was a major event because everybody ganged up and said that Mike had no choice. He could not send the slates back to the states, which is all I suggested he do for possible retabulation and correction based on large-scale voter fraud and irregularities. This may have proven to be an election-changing event, so we would have no inflation, inexpensive gasoline, be energy dominant, have no war or large-scale death with Russia and Ukraine. This conflict never would have happened. Would have left Afghanistan on same timetable, but with dignity and strength, and would have kept Bagram Air Base not had dead soldiers, taken out all of American hostages, and would not have given the Taliban $85 billion worth of first-class military equipment. What a difference it would have made if the state legislators had another crack at looking at all the fraud, abuse, irregularities that had been found. Our country would have been a different place. And if you notice, Trump continually mentions how the deep state players, when they overthrew the government, this is what the country looks like. Now, if you really look at all the different countries that the deep state overthrew, where they had regime change, if you notice, the countries completely break down. There's corruption, there's crime, the people aren't happy, and it's a complete and utter disaster. Look at Ukraine. They're in debt. Corruption is running rampant. Look at Libya. Look at Lebanon. Look at Iraq. It's all the same. Now look at the United States. You're seeing what happens when a foreign government, the deep state players, overthrow a government. And this is what Trump is continually telling everyone over and over. This is what happens. They destroy the country because this has nothing to do with benefiting the people. This has nothing to do with follow the Constitution. This is about changing the country the way they want it, installing a dictator. Yes, it might look like elections, but it's actually installing dictators. They did it in all these countries. They made it look like an election, but it's really not an election. They know how to cheat. They know how to make it look like people are voting, but they always know what the outcome's going to be. And the same thing here. They went ahead and they cheated because they needed to get rid of Trump. I do believe Trump allowed this to happen so people could experience and they could see this firsthand. Because if he told people this, people would not believe this. They wouldn't believe it at all. But think about how the deep state players, the D's, the puppet masters, how they're trying to fight the evidence of election fraud. Maybe people don't realize this, but there's a project called the 65 Project. Now, this is a leftist nonprofit organization, and they're spending millions this year trying to expose and disbar more than 100 lawyers who worked on former President Trump's election lawsuits. The group, which takes its name from the number of lawsuits filed that challenged the 2020 election results, is a dark money-fueled nonprofit tied to Democratic Party bigwigs. The 65 Project plans to file ethics complaints against 111 attorneys across 26 states while also airing ads against them in key battleground states such as Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. The goal is to prevent conservative attorneys from challenging election results in the future. This is what we're up against. This is what the deep state is trying to do. And by the way, David Brock, the founder of Media Matters for America and key fundraiser for the Democratic Party, is an advisor to the 65 Project. So they're fighting against this evidence coming out because they know once it's released, it's game over for them. But if you notice, everything that Trump is doing, the people now are flocking to his side. He put this out on Truth Social and he says the following. Not only does a majority of GOP voters favor former President Donald Trump to the 2024 presidential nominee, but a large majority of those picking Trump, 66%, say they're absolutely certain, along with 19% very certain and 13% somewhat certain. That totals 98% certainty among those picking Trump that they are certain he will be their pick in 2 years. The people are now with him, and he's gaining more and more people every single day because as they see the resident, as they see the puppet masters, as they see the corrupt continually push their agenda, the people are waking up in droves. And as the people wake up, they will accept election fraud. They will say, you know something? I'm really starting to believe this. Just show me the evidence. Just show me what you got. And that will clinch it for me. Out in Arizona, and Patriots Are in Control, and Telegram put this out, Kurt Olson said it was a good day in Arizona court today fighting against voting machines. The judge has taken the case under advisement and ordered addition items to be filed in no later than 1 week. Olson says they presented an incredible strong case. One expert testified that he broke into the voting machines hundreds of times, often in as few as 2 minutes. Testimony that Maricopa systems were out of compliance and not certifiable. Unrebutted testimony that there is manipulation of the votes. So it seems like things are going well out in Maricopa County. Remember, we have all of these things happening at once. And yes, there are the same exact patterns of election fraud in all of these states. And it seems that Wisconsin now is leading the way to decertify the election. So Wisconsin State Senator Janelle Branchen signed on to Representative Rantham's resolution to reclaim Wisconsin's 10 electors for Joe Biden. And she put out a statement, and it seems that we're getting closer and closer. Remember, Trump, the Patriots, they want the legislators to follow the rule of law. They want them to do the right thing. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to. It doesn't mean that this is going to happen where the elections are going to be decertified. But Trump, he's following the path that the rule of law lays out. So, yes, he's going to build the case. And we saw this from the very beginning. And everyone thinks, oh, wait, he brought Rudy Giuliani and other attorneys went around to all the legislators and they had these signed affidavits and they were showing that there was election fraud. Everyone thought, oh, that's the case. That's not the case. That's the beginning stages to get the legislatures on board of hearing that there was fraud, that people saw it. And that got them off their ass to do something. Like in Maricopa and many other places, they started to have audits. Then after the audit, it started to move into certain investigations. Then we had True the Vote show how it was done. Now the anomalies from the audits actually make sense. And when they started to hear other important election fraud cases, like the nursing home, where all of a sudden we had people voting in there that didn't know what was going on, and that was brought to light, people started to question all this. And then we had 2,000 Mules, that documentary came out, and Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht started to produce more evidence showing this is exactly how they did it. They reported to NGOs, to the DNC. They got the ballots. They dumped them into the box. They have some of it caught on video where they had video cameras set up. This is called building a case. And when you build a case like this, it takes time. Now, yes, Trump and the Patriots, they want to follow the rule of law. They want to make sure they give everyone the chance to do the right thing. So in the process, people are going to see the election fraud. The case is going to be made. The legislators are going to see it. Now the Supreme Court is going to rule if the legislators should be the ones that are creating the laws for election, which I do believe they're going to rule on that. That is going to change the entire game. Now, once again, if all this doesn't work out and it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court, when certain states decide to decertify, remember, you're going to have lawsuits all over the place. The deep state, they're going to be pushing back. We know that if all of this doesn't work out, there are other plans. This is not the only one, but Trump and the Patriots, they want everyone to do the right thing. He's going to follow the rule of law, and this takes time. Actually, as people see more and more of this, and they see the evidence being produced, people then say, yeah, you know something? I see it now. There definitely was election fraud in the 2020 election. Actually, there's probably been election fraud going way back in time. Remember, in 2016, the D's were out there telling everyone that there was election fraud. Trump cheated. And they kept saying it over and over and over. The fake news was saying it over and over and over. In 2020, there's no election fraud? We know there's election fraud. Actually, back in 2016, it was actually the deep state that was using election fraud to get Hillary to win. Trump just outsmarted her with the Electoral College, and they couldn't understand how he did this. They didn't realize what was going on. They thought, we got the illegals, we got the ballots, this is going to be perfect. But it didn't work out the same way. It didn't work out the same way that it always worked out. And they were confused. See, they're the cheaters. They're the ones who've been cheating for a very long time. So what did they do? They projected what they normally do on Trump and said he cheated. Now here we are with the 2020 elections, and they once again cheated in the elections. But I do believe to shut down their system, it needs to be exposed to we the people. Yes, Trump captured all the information, but you need the people to come on board to all of this. And what better way than to have a grassroots movement to prove the cheating, to show that, yes, this is how they did it. So people understand it. It's not Trump who's out there saying, oh, I lost and here's the cheating. It's the people of this country producing irrefutable evidence to show people this is exactly how they did it. We had forensic audits. We have a lot of anomalies, signatures that don't match. We have a lot of dead people voting. How did this happen? Then you have 2,000 mules with True the Vote show you how the mules actually went around depositing these fake ballots. So now you can link these together. And then if you go further back in time, you had the people that were watching the elections with sworn affidavits saying, I saw all of this. Think of this case now. And now we have Wisconsin pushing decertification. And I do believe we are very, very close to this. Now, once again, I do believe once this starts, this will probably go up to the Supreme Court. And think about the case they're going to be ruling on. So once they see this evidence and they see it coming in from all different places around the country, they've seen the same exact pattern and it's presented, there's going to be no question that they're going to have to look at it. Because now if they rule on that case and say, no, the legislators, they need to make the laws, all those other laws that the Attorney General, Secretary of State, governors and the rest, the ones that they put into place, those are all illegal. They're going to say, okay, maybe we need to start looking at all this because we're starting to see that they did a lot of illegal things. The evidence is being built. We have sworn affidavits. We have documented proof with tracking information. We have the audits. When you start putting all this together, there's an actual case. And I do believe this is where all of this is headed. Now, of course, the deep state, they're going to try to stop all of this. But I do believe it's heading in this direction and we're getting closer and closer to this, which means the deep state, they're going to fight back because they know exactly what's happening. This is why they're screaming and yelling about this case going to the Supreme Court, because they know once they rule on this in the favor of the Constitution, it's game over for them. And they will do everything in their power to shut all of this down. Is it going to work? No. Actually, they're screwed. They're being boxed in. And in the end, it's going to be shown that they overthrew the United States government to push their own agenda, working with foreign countries. And the patriots, I do believe, and the people are going to prove all of this. It's game over for the deep state players. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto crypto IRA or trading cash. My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee.